The Federal Subsistence Board last week voted to review the process for deciding a community's rural or non-rural status, which determines eligibility for subsistence priority on federal lands. They also voted to review determinations made using that process. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
Criteria for rural non-rural determinations include population, economy, social characteristics, and integration with the nearby non-rural community. Almost 5 years ago, the board changed the rural non-rural status of several communities, including Saxman, which it determined to be non-rural, a decision that would have taken effect this coming May. Saxman Tribal Chairman Lee Wallace testified in support of either a stay or reversal of the Saxman non-rural determination.
Some of those criteria should be thrown out, really in common sense. But when you really look at Saxman itself, you know, it's easy to determine that we're a rural village.
Rosemary Tungaruk of the North Slope Subsistence Regional Advisory Council says she had high hopes when she first became involved, but she says the decisions of the board aren't working, and that's hurting people.
Our lands and waters have kept us healthy, safe, and in our homes and in our communities, and that we have gone through continuous efforts to change and expand and make criterias and decisions that have fragmented and changed our maps so that our people can no longer go out into areas and do as their great-grandfather and their grandfathers and their mothers and bring the same information into our children to continue to be who and what we are.
The board is required to review its rural non-rural determinations every 10 years using new census numbers. Last year, the Secretary of Interior also directed the board to review the process by which it makes those determinations. Speaking in support of his motion to launch that review process, BLM State Director Bud Cribley says the public has repeatedly raised concerns about the process.
I just feel based on that, what the public has been information that they have been providing to us, and that we are required to do a review every 10 years, and we are scheduled to start, or we are starting another rural determination review, that we should do a review of that process.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Regional Director Jeff Haskett made the motion to also review rural, non-rural determinations made through that process, saying it will save time if the review leads to new rules. The earlier decisions changing several communities from rural to non-rural are on hold till the review of the larger process is complete. Communities affected by this decision include Prudhoe Bay, Kodiak, Sitka, Point McKenzie, some areas near Homer, and Saxman. Both measures passed unanimously. Now begins what is expected to be a multi-year process of public review and rulemaking. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.